Bias for Life, Shir 106, Thursday on Erev Shabbos, Parshas Bishalach, Sunday, Parshas Yisroi. I had a very interesting experience recently, which taught me a powerful lesson. I had PTA for one of my children, and the teacher arranges that every boy should write about his parents. And I always wondered about that. What's the purpose of the boy writing about the parents? What happens if the boy writes something that's embarrassing? What's the purpose of it? But then I learned a very important lesson, because I saw what my son wrote. And it's fascinating to look through the eyes of a child the way he views his parents. And what did my son pick when he discussed what he likes about his father? He picked a seemingly unimportant comment that I made to him when he knew his Divrei Torah, when he knew his Parsha questions. I joked to him and I said, "You know your beans, you really know what your Rebbe taught you." And I saw that on his paper he wrote that my father tells me I know my beans. And I thought about that. When I make that comment, it means nothing to me. It's a joke, I'm trying to make him feel good, and I tell him he knows his beans. But to a child, it means the world. And for that reason alone, it's kedai for the rabbeim or the teachers to get the children to write it. Not for the children, but for the parents. The parents should see the way the child views you. You should understand how important your comments, even the silliest comment, can mean to a child. And of course, not to make chas v'shalom a negative comment to a child, even if it's small and seemingly unimportant. Every word you say is precious. Every word you say means something and makes an impact. And it's not only children, it's to your spouse. You don't understand how important your opinion is to your spouse. And therefore, the more you give compliments, and the more you tell your spouse how important she or he is, how chashuv it is what she or he's doing, every time you do that, it makes a very profound impact. To you, it might seem small, but to your spouse, it's priceless. And let's take, for example, if a random person in the street walks over to you and says, "Hey, I like your dress today. I like your suit." It makes you feel good. And the truth is, it makes you feel very good. The same thing is with your spouse. Even if to you, it's a few unimportant words that don't cost you anything, you have to understand how much you are impacting your spouse's image of his or herself and how much you are advancing your shalom bayis. Words are technically free, but the result can be priceless. With a minimal investment of a few positive words to your spouse, to your children, you can completely transform the atmosphere in the house. A house that generates constant positivity and there's constant compliments in the house is a house that has shalom, is a house that has bracha. It doesn't cost anything. With a little bit of effort, you can change your shalom bias.